This is KUNC. Nearly all the native fish populations in northern Colorado are declining because of growth and other impacts on their habitat. A team of researchers at Colorado State University is betting on specially designed structures to bring them back. And as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, now the city of Fort Collins is the first to put them into practice.
So it's going to make a really cool whooshing noise as the water comes up into that blue tank.
A large part of that research takes place here, inside an unmarked building at CSU's Foothills campus. That blue tank Professor Chris Myrick is referring to is suspended two stories above ground. Water is splashing down a 40-foot-long fiberglass slide into a simulated stream bottom. It's a working model of a fish ladder.
You know, I call it Tyler's massively awesome flume.
Tyler is Myrick's graduate student, Tyler Swar. He built the structure by hand. This concept is already in use in the Pacific Northwest to help salmon climb upstream. But ladders for weaker fish weren't around until Myrick's team began designing them about 2 years ago.
The idea was that we could use it to figure out how steep you could go with one of these rock ramp fishways for any of the small fish that you find on the eastern plains, not just in Colorado, but actually, you know, clear up into Montana, out towards Kansas and Nebraska as well.
Fish need long stretches of river to migrate and spawn, anywhere from 20 to 30 miles, according to some studies. In Larimer County, the average length of uninterrupted waterway along the Cache Laputa River is less than 2 miles. It's why the city of Fort Collins is turning to fish ladders. To see one in action, we drove down a muddy trail west of the city and past a locked gate. This is where I meet Boyd Wright and Jennifer Shanahan.
So right down here below us, you can see the fish ladder on this one side of the larger diversion structure.
Shanahan is with the city's Natural Areas Department. We're looking at the Fossil Creek diversion structure. It's basically a small dam channeling water out of the river for irrigation.
The lowest point of the fish ladder, or the chute, is just the right elevation so that the irrigation company can still divert their water at any time that they need to.
The narrow concrete chute was designed by the CSU team. It allows fish to bypass the diversion. So instead of two separate mile-and-a-half stretches of river, they now have 3 to 4 miles to forage in. Wright is a fish biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
We hope that a species like long-nosed dace, which can still be found here, will use this fishway. But then there's some species that have been extirpated from the Poudre that maybe if we can get the habitat back in good working order, we may be able to reintroduce.
This is the first fish ladder installed along the Poudre. Projects like this can cost between $10,000 and $100,000. And Shanahan says that's been a hurdle for the diversion companies.
First and foremost, we need to respect their property rights, and that's on the front of our mind always as we go into these collaborations.
The first of these collaborations is with the North Poudre Irrigation Company, which owns the Fossil Creek Ditch.
We don't even notice it's there. It doesn't affect us in the slightest bit.
Tad Moen is the general manager. He says it did take some convincing for them to make the investment along with the city.
And the engineer and designer actually showed me the blueprints and kind of explained it to me. So it was pretty easy to see how it worked and the function of it.
The company is also planning to build fish ladders on its two other diversion structures. But out of 22 ditch companies from the mouth of the Poudre River to where it meets with the South Platte in Weld County, Moen's is the only one to get on board so far.
Did you see that?
The small minnows swim up in a zigzag pattern, taking a rest behind each one of these rocks.
Back at Jennifer Shanahan's office, we watch a video giving a fisheye view of swimming up the Fossil Creek ladder. While fun to watch, Boyd Wright is quick to point out what's at stake.
We are at risk, certainly, of losing some of these species altogether from the state of Colorado. And for a state that prides itself in being tuned in with its wildlife and kind of having an emphasis on nature, I don't think that's anything that really many citizens in Colorado want to see.
They'll both continue meeting with stakeholders along the Poudre River, and if all goes well, Wright and Shanahan hope their next project will be built sometime next year. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.